الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى بأن تصلي عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Most respected Imam, Ulema, Mashayikh, Huffaz, Quraa, Elders, Sisters, Brothers, Beloved Children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukr alhamdulillah that Allah has shown us the first Jummah, the day of Eid, in this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. The month of the Ummah, the month of the Quran, the month of reflection, the month of restoration, the month that we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah Allah keeps us returning to Him. Whatever sins you have done, whatever you have done in the past, this is the time to repent. All of us, we all have some sins that we have done. We are human, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened His doors of repentance for us. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have chosen these four topics to speak on very specifically due to some external influences, the influences of a man who has been taken to court, Zuckerberg, the influences of Epstein and his social media rants and his societal corruption, that we belong to an ummah of the most merciful, the personification of mercy, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We turn to Allah, we praise Allah, we seek His help, we seek His forgiveness. We believe in Him, we rely upon none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we turn to Him, we turn to His mercy. And the embodiment of His mercy for this entire expanding multiverse is none other than Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let's return to truth. And in order to return to truth, we've got to return to the one who the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, he is As-Siddiq. He is the truthful one. And that is none other than Abdullah, or better known as Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who when it was said to him that your beloved says, he went in less than a minute to Masjid al-Aqsa, to the Arsh and back. And they tried to mock him. And he said, did my beloved say it? He said, yes, he said, I believe. I believe greater things from him. The existence of one Allah, the existence of the Quran, the existence of angels, the existence of hell and heaven, the existence of things beyond our eyesight. So why can't I believe him when he says this? Because before you knew him as Rasulullah, you knew him as Al-Amin and As-Sadiq, the honest one and the truthful one. When there were no banks in Arabia, you used him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to protect your amana of wealth. So why can I not believe him who protects my amana of iman? Now, inshallah, two luminous souls, a father and a daughter, the best friend and the wife, the mother of the believers, Hazrat Aisha Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha. From Abu Bakr Siddiq, we get the embodiment of Siddiqs, the one who becomes the personification of truth. And the first Siddiqa, the female mentioned in the Holy Quran, is none other than Bibi Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So this part of Islam, truthfulness, honesty, is not only restricted to males, it also includes females. The man of truth, Abu Bakr Siddiq, the guardian of knowledge, for she taught the Sahaba, is none other than Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala. Now, some people from certain sectors that are now heavy under Trumpish pressure, or they're staging it, tend to be going on to media, and our people are starting to listen to them, and they want to run down the virtues of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Usman Ghali radiallahu ta'ala, and Imam Ali karamallahu wajhu. They use him as an excuse to run the others down. But Persia, which is modern day Iraq, Iran, would not have become Muslims if it was not for Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala taking Islam. So they owe him a debt. And if anyone is casting doubt in your minds that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, alhamdulillah, who I'm blessed and I'm humbled to carry his blood in my veins, is a Sahaba or not, then we ask Allah, Ya Allah, is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Allah answers in the Holy Quran, Surah 9, verse 40, إِذْ لَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. Tell your Sahaba, when they were in the cave. So in the cave, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is testifying that Abu Bakr is the Sahaba. No one else has been called Sahaba in the Holy Quran. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. Tell your Sahaba, لَا أَتَازَن. And he's talking to all of us, don't grieve, don't be afraid, don't worry what's happening in your life. Allahu mai, Allah is with you. He knows the test you're going through, and he would not have given it to you if he know you can't handle it. So the great Siddiqs, as they hid their faults, they also hid their good deeds, because they did not want to become slaves to their ego. If they read Quran the whole night, they did it privately. If they got up to worship Allah, they did it privately. They never spoke about it. So they kept their deeds concealed, and they kept their tests concealed. Because both are from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, something that the youth should reflect upon. I know they were Gen Z, now they call themselves something else. The young generations. Okay. On truth, on the two Siddiqs, Abu Bakr Siddiq and Aisha Siddiqa, who was also slandered, during her physical lifetime is, you see, for me, and we who have our roots in Indo-Pak, it becomes like obligation to mention something in Urdu, because this is the language that Garib ul Nawaz adopted. This is the language that Khwaja Qutbuddin Kaki Bakhtiar adopted. Our great spiritual masters. So keeping that in mind, I say, Sach ki raah par chalna aasan nahi hota. Sach ki raah par chalna aasan nahi hota. Lekin yahi raasta insaan ko insaan banata hai. What did I say? Let me translate. Walking the path of truth is not easy. Therefore, in a world of deception, being a Muslim has not become easy. Sach ki raah par chalna aasan nahi hota. To walk the path of truth is not easy. Lekin yahi raasta insaan ko insaan banata hai. But this is the path that makes a human being truly a human being. Now, in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, if I were to take a close friend, meaning if I were to have somebody as my intimate, close friend, which is very hard to have. Today you can't trust your shadow. Because when the sun goes away, the shadow leaves also. So trust in Allah and His Rasul. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I were to take a close friend, I would have taken Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. When the kuffar were looking for Abu Bakr Siddiq and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they migrated from Makkah al-Mu'azzama to Madinatul Munawwara, and many people who have migrated to South Africa, whether it's from India, Pakistan, the rest of Africa, you know it's not easy to leave your home, to settle somewhere else. It's not very easy. But in the cave, you know this, you have heard it many times. But on one musalla, in a little space in the cave of Hira, was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The musalla is called a place of prostration. Actually, the word is sajjada. Sajjada. So sajjada nashi means the one who sits on the musalla of the wali. And who can be a greater wali than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And who's sitting on his musalla? Abu Bakr Siddiq. This is pointing to the status and unfathomable rank of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He is the Sajjada Nashi. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the Al-Amin, the trustworthy one, was left with a lot of amana to return. So when he left on the instruction of Allah for Medina, and now they were after his life, he left in his bed whilst the enemy were outside wanting to kill him. Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhah, he was sleeping in the bed. When the enemy looked, they saw Rasulullah. That's why the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ali minni wa ana min Ali. Ali is from me and I am from Ali. Because they couldn't make out the difference. So that is life. Life is called jaan. Hayat. So the Jaan Nashi is Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhah. The Sajjada Nashi is Abu Bakr Siddiq. And if Allah has given them this status, then whoever tries to compare the status of both must be greater than Allah. And none is greater than Allah. He is the greatest. He is the greatest. Now, we are in Africa. This is Africa. Even these words, Khoisan and all this, were coined by German historians. I don't know where to do that. The original people of Africa were the Khoisan. But that also is a derogatory term. They call themselves, when you use this word, they say he's being racist, Bushmen. But they lived in harmony with nature. Bosman. Now, there's a beautiful saying in Africa. Sheikh is going to help me if my pronunciation is not right, because it's like him trying to speak Urdu. So in Africa we say something and we call it Ubuntu. Ubuntu, Ubuntu, Rabantu. Ubuntu, Ubuntu, Gabantu. What does it mean? What does this mean? It means a person, a human being, is a human being through other people. Meaning, don't look at a person how much he fasts, how much namaz he reads, how much charity he gives, how much of he acts. Most of us are acting, we are masters. Even Amitabh Bachchan will get wet. Till they open our Epstein files. So if you treat people well, Einstein said, I treat the CEO of the company and the sweeper of the floors with the same respect. That's why he got so. So your iman is judged by your morality. How you treat people. Now I know people come complain to me in the masjid. You know that man, we made salam to him, we don't return the salam. I said, because you're not wearing kurta. And I know I don't wear kurta most of the time. So they're not greeting the person, they're greeting the dress. I went with a youngster now to India. And we were giving alhamdulillah to the yatims in Makhdoom Shah Bawa, in Bombay, a very prominent dargah, food. And this youngster saw a turban in the shop. He said, Hazrat, can I buy this thing? I said, buy it. So it was hot, I was outside. He put the turban on. I told him, go inside with this khadim, give the food to the yatims. When he walked in, only with his outfit, they're kissing his hands and feet. It's a reflection of what we do. A reflection of what we do. A clown can play the part. A wise man can play the part of a clown. But a clown can never play the part of a wise man. Remember this. Now, who preserved this ummah after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda, he passed on from this physical realm. There were certain people that said, we don't have to pay zakah because the man is gone. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala made sure that salah and zakah went together. The Quran says, Aqimu salah wa atu zakah. It goes together. Like in eating, wrong time to speak, but good time to speak. Because empty stomachs comprehend. Although it's hard to listen to a sermon with an empty stomach. Because we only say, kullun halal, whack it. But the Quran didn't say you must eat everything halal only. It said halal and tayyab, pure foods. And if you train yourself in Ramadan to eat pure foods, then diabetes, all this will be a thing of the past. But we don't look after ourselves. We say, no, I don't take sugar in my tea, but we whack the chocolate cake. Most of us. We are guilty. Allah reform us, inshallah. Now, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the second favorite wife of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because his favorite wife was Khadija al-Kubra. And don't you think of being and taking 2, 3, and 4, you can't manage. All of us, one is enough today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't marry out of lust. That's a separate topic. Because of societal crimes that were taking place. Most of us are fasting for whores. If you're fasting for whores, break your fast. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Bibi Aisha? One of the foods that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked, very few he liked, was called tarid. That's your homework. Check what's tarid. T-H-A-R-I-D. Like talbina in the morning, made of barley. Check what is tarid. And he liked tarid. He said it's the most superior food. So he said, the superiority of my wife Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is like tarid over other foods. Like if you like biryani, testing you, right? No biryani today. You're not fasting, alhamdulillah. If you're sick, you can have. No dalgosh. No niyama. But you can have the niyama for the soul. The niyama for the soul is read some Quran. If you can't read the Quran, listen to the Quran. Read some Darud Sharif. If you usher peace upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will take your name and your father's name and usher peace upon you. If you concentrate on your salah, in your salah when you say assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, then believe in front of you. And he's saying, wa alaykum as-salam, oh so-and-so, son of so-and-so. That brings peace, but if you're going to hit your namaz, like you're doing gymnastics, and you're going to get over with it, it's not namaz. La salata illa bi huzuri al-qalb. There is no salah unless the heart is present. And there's no salah if the wuzu is wrong. You're supposed to do wuzu with 750 milliliters of water. Just with moisture. Try it. Fill one container, Tom. I told you this before. I travel with young people. They can't get into the shower. They have no wuzu. You know Sultan Abdul Hamid? The second? He was the last, second to last Sultan of the Uthmaniyya Empire, the Ottoman Empire. Till they closed the caliphate down, the British. Shashi Tharoor said a nice thing. Allah made it so that the British said, the sun does not set on the British Empire. You know what? Because Allah can't trust the British in the dark. You don't get the joke when you're very hungry. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Now, teaching the youngsters proper knowledge, not hate, love. It is noor. You see, by the school is written, knowledge is light. Ilm is light, noor. So now we come back to the sunnah of Garibul Nawaz and we speak Urdu again. Ilm, roshani hai. Jihadat, andhera. Knowledge is light and ignorance keeps you in the dark. Jo sikhta, he who pursues knowledge, he who pursues knowledge, wohi hai sach ka chehra, he is the face of truth. And there is a certain luminosity, light, that can be seen on the people who pursue knowledge. It is not black marks and all this. There's something, it's a luminosity. And part of the luminosity, the lustrations, the light, is if a person stays in wuzu. But the wuzu must be wuzu also. Now, African wisdom says this, in Swahili they say, sorry to the Swahili brothers, I don't know the whole language so well, I'm trying. In Swahili they say, Elimu Imwanda. It says, Elimu Imwanda. Same thing, knowledge is light. Ilam Nur Hotai. So, I'm watching the time. From Medina to Africa. From Africa to Asia. From Asia to Europe. From Europe to Russia. The Soviet states. The light is one. But it reflects through a different prism. Depending on which prism it reflects to, you get that color. You put a red bar, the light is white, luminous. The red makes it look red. The green makes it look green. Islam is a clear river. Depending on which bedrock it flows over. If it flows in Africa, it looks African. You can make out Muslims from Sudan, Muslims from, only South African Muslims, they make a chumbar of the dress. No, I have to talk about us first. You can see Swahili, Sudan, Mali. And if you can't make out, your eyes are closed. Now, another African wisdom, they say, I'm going to leave out the African part, I'll tell you in English. If you want to go fast, not this fast, there's, quickly, go alone. Anyone else weighs you down. If you want to go far, then you join hands with truthfulness and you go together. Inshallah, 70,000 or 700,000 will hold the hand of the awliya. And they will enter into Jannah with no sawal and jawab. This is a true silsila. That's another topic for its own. So what's the lessons for today? The first Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan. Now I see many scholars also say, Ramadan has come. You can't say Ramadan, you say Shahru Ramadan. This is respect the month of Ramadan. Because Ramadan is the name of Allah. The one who can burn you. So Ramadan comes to burn your sins away. If you take gold that has been stained and you put it in a fire, it gets pure again. So may this Ramadan serve as an elixir, as a fitna. Fitna also means alchemy. Paul Coelho, the alchemist. Read, youngsters, read. Now, what is the lesson for today? In an age of noise, everyone wants the mic. The nadkas, the lecturers, everyone. They just fall in love with themselves, the mic and my ego. So, Hazrat, I sent it out today, Junaid al-Baghdadi was told by Sheikh to speak. Go on the minbar, he said, no, I can't speak in front of my teacher. Till he's read something where the Holy Prophet wasallam said, in the last age, the worst people will be lecturing. So when I looked in this beginning of this month of Ramadan, I couldn't find anyone worse than me. That's why I came back to the minbar. Okay. okay? The worst people will be lecturing. So, what does Abu Bakr Siddiq teach us? Believe before arguing. When they said, your beloved went in a blimp for Miraj, he said, my beloved said it. I believe it. He didn't argue. Come, I'll give you a debate. Then, he protected the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave, on the journey. So, serve before speaking. Service, this is the chisti part. Serve before speaking. Let your work speak for itself. Then, again in Africa they say a nice thing. A little drop at a time can fill a whole pot. Little by little. You may see it at home. A tap is leaking. Put a container under it. With time it overflows. So little by little fills the pot. Now, whether it's Medina or whether it's KwaZulu-Natal, truth has one voice. And usually truth is expressed in silence. It's your treatment of other people. What they say about you. The Kesa Admiya Irshad, he loses his temper very fast. Tell you on your face, alhamdulillah. Maybe it's good. If it's bad, Allah must take it away. But I don't swallow nonsense. And don't come with your stories. Now, knowledge has one light. And every heart recognizes sincerity. Every true heart will know a sincere. Sincere man. Okay? So, in closing, if Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala had to come to us today, here by this masjid, and he comes sit next to me and you and he asks us, what truth have you upheld in the last week? You know the answer. What truth have you upheld in the last week? If Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha saw us and she said, what knowledge have you pursued? Acting on the command of the Quran, Iqra. What would you get to be your answer? Maybe I can say I wrote a book, Madina to Karbala. Maybe I can say attack on the spiritual heart of Islam. Islam the Sunni way. But it still depends on Allah. Because the intention is important. Did I write to become famous? Or did I write to become, to spread knowledge? Okay? And if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to come to you today, I think the first question he'll ask you, have you united the Ummah or have you divided the Ummah? Because Islam is a religion of unity. It's not a religion of hatred and division. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all in the straight path. May accept all your rosas. Those who are not fasting out of sickness, you are also following the command of Allah. So you can do sayyidi too, it's ibadah. You can do iftara too, it's also ibadah. But make dua for all the sick, all those who have passed away, especially a very special man in my books. Sayyid Saab from Nizamuddin Awliya. I just left Delhi and he passed away in an explosion of a geyser. Life is very short. So take all this dirt out. You don't know when you will go. Go clean. Go clean. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Jazakallah. Bismillah.